The Twin Lakes Canal Company has applied to create a 109-foot hydroelectric dam, which would block the flow of water in the last free-flowing stretch of the Bear River. December 17th is the last day the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission will accept public comment before making decisions on the proposal. Jeff Siemens, conservation chairman of the Franklin County Fish and Game Association, says the creation of the dam in the area would negatively impact quality of life.
It would be a shame to lose this unique canyon just for the fact that somebody wants to make some money on the water and the resources in the canyon.
Siemens says the dam would critically displace and alter the habitat for various species populating the canyon. Also, because of the close location of the road to the river, Siemens says the canyon is a popular recreation spot.
It provides whitewater boating, fishing opportunity, recreation of all kind, and also another important aspect of the canyon and the uniqueness of the canyon is the Bonneville cutthroat habitat.
All these positive elements of the area, Siemens says, will disappear if the dam is built.
There isn't another location that exists that provides the resources of the Oneida Narrows Canyon through the Bear River's course in Idaho and below the Oneida development to Willard, Utah.
The Wednesday marks the end of the formal comment period for the project. Siemens says non-governmental organizations like the Bear River Watershed Council and Oneida Narrows organization will continue to fight the creation of the dam. With Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.